In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Ave Maris Stella, Hail Star of the Sea. This medieval hymn to Our Lady is tonight's point of reflection in our novena to the Immaculate Conception. Before we reflect on the text of the hymn, we can reflect on the title that founds it, Maris Stella, Star of the Sea. Why is Mary called Star of the Sea at all? The hymn is directly informed by sacred scripture, but Mary's title, Star of the Sea, comes about indirectly, not immediately from a story of sacred scripture, but from one word, the Hebrew name Mariam, or Miriam. What do we know about the name Miriam? First, that it was the name of Moses' sister, the great woman who led the Israelites in song after Pharaoh's chariots and army were hurled into the sea. In this Old Testament figure of Miriam, we can see a type of Our Lady, whose Hebrew name was Miriam. But it's not for this typology of Miriam crossing the sea that Mary is called Star of the Sea. That comes later, through St. Jerome. In the 300s, St. Jerome was translating the meaning of names from the Old Testament when he arrived at Miriam. One of Jerome's hypotheses for the name was that it came from two Hebrew words, mar, an uncommon word meaning drop, and yam, meaning sea. In this etymology of Jerome, Miriam would come from Mariam, drop of the sea. In Latin, Jerome wrote Stilla Maris, drop of the sea. Stilla Maris was then later copied by another copier as Stella Maris, star of the sea. That wasn't exactly what St. Jerome had translated, but the appellation Stella Maris was so fitting, so beautiful, that it was retained as a title of Mary, even if it's not a literal etymology of her name. In this process, we see God using human weakness and shortcomings to deliver this title to us. It's a cliche, but a true one, that God writes straight with crooked lines. And through this process, by the early Middle Ages, the title Stella Maris, Star of the Sea, for Mary entered into Christian devotion. By the 800s, the title formed the foundation of the Marian hymn that we explore tonight. Ave Maris Stella, Hail, Star of the Sea. The first two verses of the hymn praise Mary for her fiat, her yes to Gabriel. It sings lines like, Hail, Star of the Sea, nurturing Mother of God, and receiving that Ave from the mouth of Gabriel. These first two verses clearly refer to the Annunciation in the town of Nazareth in the Gospel according to Luke. Those are the first two verses. They celebrate Mary's fiat, her yes at the Annunciation. With the third verse, there's a slight change of direction. It's also inspired by Luke's Gospel and also related to Nazareth. Solve vincula res, profer lumen cecis. Loose the chains of the guilty, send forth light to the blind. This relates to Luke chapter 4, when Jesus reads in his hometown synagogue. Jesus is handed the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, and he found the passage where this is written in Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, and recovery of sight to the blind. Solve vincula res, profer lumen cecis. Proclaiming liberty to captives and sight to the blind. It's taken from this passage of Luke where Jesus reads this in the synagogue. After proclaiming this message of grace, our Lord told the Jews, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing it. When the synagogue first heard that, they were amazed. Then quickly moved into a shocking rage. They got up, drove him out of town, and led Jesus to the brow of a hill on which the town was built, that they would hurl him off the cliff. But Jesus passed through their midst and went on his way. How heartbreaking for Our Lady, who would have been present in the synagogue. She saw her son reveal his mission to the people of Nazareth, that he came to bring liberty to captives and sight to the blind. And Our Lady witnessed her own town reject her son. So the connection between these lines and Mary is quite clear. This verse of the Ave Maria Stella is, it's like humanity's course correction from that rejection in Nazareth. Faithless men rejected the Lord in Nazareth when he proclaimed liberty and light. Now in the Ave Maria Stella, men ask the mother, who remained faithful in Nazareth, for a part in her son's liberty and light. And here again, we see why Mary is called so rightly Star of the Sea. Humanity does not stand on firm ground. Thomas Aquinas relates us to sailors in a ship tossed around in a stormy sea. Mary, the Star of the Sea, is that faithful and steady point to which we can look and navigate our way to the Lord. This is the spirit that guides all four of the middle verses of the Ave Maria Stella. Remember that the first two are verses of praise for Mary's fiat. These middle four all, in some way, are petitions to the Star of the Sea, asking her to guide us to the goodness of her son, like the liberty and light that was proclaimed but rejected at Nazareth. And then finally, the end of the hymn is a doxology. Praise to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. It's beautiful that the Ave Maria Stella ends this way because it echoes the song of Miriam in the Old Testament. After Israel had crossed the Red Sea, Moses and the Israelites sang a song which is called the Song of the Sea. It's a hymn that celebrates the deliverance from slavery in Egypt. Traditionally, it's also recited in part as one of the prophecies at the Easter Vigil. After the Israelites sang the Song of the Sea, Miriam, who shares a name with Our Lady, took a tambourine in her hand and led the women in a final doxology. They sang, "Praise the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant." As this doxology goes, glory. "Horse and rider, he has hurled into the sea." I mentioned Miriam at the beginning of the sermon as an Old Testament figure who prefigures Mary even in her name. Miriam's role in the Song of the Sea, which is to magnify the song's previous praises for God, resembles Our Lady's magnification of the Lord. So it's fitting that our Marian hymn, "Hail Star of the Sea," ends the same way as Miriam's Song of the Sea, with praise. The glorious triumph for which Miriam praises God, we know, is the result of the plagues and the victory at the Red Sea. There's a fierceness in the Song of the Sea, much like the fierceness that's mixed with the sweetness of Mary. Sometimes paintings and statues succeed in capturing this element when they depict the Madonna crushing the head of the serpent. More often, we see it in the zeal of her son, in his zeal for his mission, or even in the previous passage from when he reads Isaiah and boldly declares, "This prophecy is fulfilled in your hearing it." There's a similar zeal for the Lord in Mary's own Magnificat. When Mary visits her cousin Elizabeth, she sings, "De posuit potentes te sere, et exaltavi tumiles." He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. The ultimate purpose of that hymn, and of the Song of the Sea, and of the Ave Maria Stella, is to magnify the Lord. And to magnify something isn't to literally make it bigger, it's to look at it more closely. In the case of the Ave Maria Stella, we've seen how this hymn magnifies the Lord and draws us to him through Our Lady, By happy providence, St. Jerome's translation of Miriam yielded Stilla Maris, then Stella Maris, Star of the Sea. The faithful found meaning in this title as a reflection of Mary guiding us to her Son, like a star above a sea guides sailors to safety. That meaning was eventually expressed in this hymn, the Ave Maris Stella. The first two verses are praise for Mary for her yes to the angel Gabriel. The next four are petitions to beseech through Mary the good things of Jesus that so many rejected at Nazareth. And this final verse is a triumphant doxology, magnifying the Lord like Miriam did when she led the women in song after the crossing of the Red Sea. Put all together, the Ave Maris Stella is a hymn so rooted in scripture and in the tradition of Marian devotion that we do well to keep it in our ears. Likewise, to keep the title of Mary on our lips, Star of the Sea. O Star of the Sea, loosen the chains of the guilty, send forth light to the blind, entreat for us from your Son all good things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.